Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Good morning and welcome to St. John's as we continue our Easter season. Easter is not just a single day. Easter is not a week for us as Christians. We celebrate Easter as a week of weeks. And so we will be celebrating Easter all the way through to the end of May. And so I hope you're getting used to that Jesus is risen thing. I'm so glad that you're here, whether you're here with us in church or you're joining us online. It is good for us all to be together, to add our voices to those giving God his praise. And as we get to this part of the announcements, they walk in. We have Sunday school bags. So if there are children here, if there will be children at your home today, please make sure they get that Sunday school bag so that they can see once again the power of God's love in their lives. We also have Sunday school in between services. After this service, children can go upstairs. Adults, you are welcome to join us in the parlor. We do have Sunday school. It is truly a gift to see all of you, and may this Easter joy continue to fill your heart this day and always. We gather this morning so that we can be in worship to continue our Easter celebrations. So let us do just that. Please rise as we join in our gathering song, Shout to the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God of life, you reach out to us amid our fears with the wounded hands of your risen Son. By your Spirit's breath, revive our faith in your mercy and strengthen us to be the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson is from Acts chapter 5. When they had brought the apostles, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson is from Revelation chapter 1. John to the seven churches that are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John in the 20th chapter. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who is called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of our Lord. Jesus is risen. May the presence of the risen Christ fill us all this day. Amen. Surprise, surprise, surprise. For the 31st year in a row, the gospel reading for the Sunday after Easter is Doubting Thomas. 31 years in a row. Through those years, I have preached all kinds of sermons on Thomas, on his doubt, on his faith, on Jesus' love for him, on Jesus' love for all of us. But today I want to talk about the pieces of our gospel that bookend that story of Thomas. I want to talk about Jesus' entry at the very beginning of the story and then also about John's conclusion to the reading. Because at the beginning of the gospel today, the disciples are in a house together, locked in fear of the Jews. They didn't know if they were going to come after them now that the Passover was over. They were terrified. Now, this is, of course, after Mary Magdalene had come to tell them that the tomb was empty. It was after Peter and another disciple had run to the tomb and discovered that it truly was empty. By this point in time in the day, Mary Magdalene had already seen and spoken to the risen Jesus. But she may not have been there in that house. They are locked up, afraid, not sure what to do. They're sitting or fidgeting, wondering when the next shoe was going to drop. They remind me of parlor people. That's just a term I came up with. But have you ever been invited into someone's parlor? I don't think we have very many of them anymore. But a parlor was a sitting room with fancy furniture, even fancier decorative pieces. My mom had all kinds of friends that had formal parlors, and I was in one that had the whitest and thickest carpeting I have ever seen, right? It was a special place for special guests at a special time, and woe to the one who ruined any of it. I would sit there with my mother on the edge of a chair. She would be captivated by the tea service or by the decorations, by the new painting or something like that. And I was just praying not to spill anything. That's how I envisioned the disciples sitting there on the edge of their seats, not wanting anything to happen, while they were also praying that something would happen. There they were, and into that fear, into that nervous energy, into that confusion, into that belief as well as unbelief, enters Jesus. Locked doors could not keep him out. Jesus enters that room where the tension is thick enough you could cut it with a knife, and he says to them all, "Peace be with you." Jesus makes no accusations. Jesus doesn't scold any of them. Jesus enters that room knowing that what they need more than anything else is peace. Jesus knows that this is true for us as well. A couple of weeks ago, right here in Sydney, many of our churches gathered together to pray for peace. We prayed for peace of mind, for peace of heart, for peace in our community and all around the world. On that day, we listened to Scripture as it told us of God's profound peace, a peace that surpasses understanding, a peace that comes not as the world gives, but as only God can give it. We prayed for that peace to enter our lives and all the lives around us, from Sydney to Dayton to Ukraine. This is the peace the risen Christ brings today. Peace be with you. He says, in the midst of the disciples' terror and fear, of their depression and anxiety, Jesus knew that they needed peace of mind, and he gives it. Peace be with you. He says, in the midst of their grief and mourning, they thought that he was dead. They thought that their Lord, their teacher, their friend was dead. And as that Lord enters into their presence, he gifts them with peace in their hearts. He assures them that it really is him and he really is alive. Peace be with you, he says, as he recognizes the source of their fears. And he gives to them what is needed in order to enter back into the community and into the world. Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. The disciples are given a mission to share the peace, to share the love, to share the truth that Jesus is risen. And to share the joy in the moment with the community and with all the world. You see, the risen Christ comes to us as well. For the past 2 years and more, we have struggled with a global pandemic. We have watched or heard of neighbors hospitalized, struggling for breath. We have been frustrated by mandates to either stay at home or to wear masks or to try to do. We have tried our best, and many have still reacted with anxiety, with clinical depression on one hand, and in grief for many on the other hand. We need peace in our minds and in our hearts. And Jesus walks into the locked rooms of our lives and speaks, "Peace be with you." And he speaks that to all of us as we watch our community and our world struggle with the realities all around us. We need peace there as well. And the risen Christ comes to us and says, "Peace be with you." But like with the disciples, Jesus also gives us the mission to go into the world sharing that peace. Now, the truth is, we may not be able to change anything in the situation in Ukraine, but we can drop pebbles of God's peace all around us and wait as the ripples work their way out. We are given that mission and the power to forgive so that God's peace may reach out to many through all of us. You see, Jesus' resurrection opens the floodgates of God's love and peace on all of us. This is the exciting news that Jesus gives his friends today. They were afraid and confused, and Jesus brings them joy. We can now walk into the shadowy places in the world around us where people are afraid and confused, anxious or weak. And through the love that God has given us, we can shine with light and joy, bringing care and compassion, grace and love with us. That is what we are called by Jesus to do today. The other bookmark for the story of Thomas is John telling us that Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. John, first of all, tells us that he didn't write everything. There are lots of things about Jesus' life and ministry, many different things about the Word made flesh who lived among us that he did not write down. But what he wrote was for our sake. It was for those who read and see and come to believe. And that includes us. John wrote that we might come to believe and thereby find life in Christ. From the eternal Word, through signs and teaching, from trips to Jerusalem to a final meal, to arrest and conviction, to condemnation and crucifixion, and finally to resurrection. All these stories were shared so that we could see Jesus as God's chosen Messiah, so that we can see Jesus as the Son of God and as God the Son. And then to discover the truth of God's love in all of us. For the next few weeks, for most of this Easter season, we will hear more of these stories from John. We will listen to them, we will ponder them, and hopefully we will come to believe in them. And when John uses the word believe in his gospel, I usually translate it as have faith. That is, we are called to have faith in Jesus. That is, we are called to live and act as Jesus has guided us to, so that we might bear fruit and share love. This is the purpose of the gospel, that we might live faith, that we might discover grace, hope, and peace in Jesus, that we might feel and share the peace that Jesus gives us today, tomorrow, and always. And so, peace be with you and with everyone we meet. Amen. And now please rise as we join together in prayer. Set free from captivity to sin and death, we pray to the God of resurrection for the church, people in need, and all of creation. Holy One who acts righteously, equip your church as witnesses of your goodness to go and tell others of your abundant love, that they may believe that Jesus is our salvation and life. Lord, in your mercy, renew your people's commitment to use resources responsibly and to live well with your creation. Invite us to recognize and nurture signs of resurrection life in the natural world. Lord, in your mercy, direct those who are given human authority to lead with humility and compassion. By your Holy Spirit, channel their attention towards serving those who are most in need. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all, we pray for the people of Ukraine caught up in the turmoil of violence and warfare. Protect, comfort, and support those working to restore peace and care for those in need. Turn hearts from fear, hatred, and violence to love, compassion, and reconciliation. Open lines of communication and provide care and relief to those who are wounded, that they may know healing, peace, and hope. Lord, in your mercy, uphold your children who cry out to you. Whenever people are overcome by the fear of death, breathe into them your life and peace. Lord, in your mercy, compassionate God, we pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury and accident. We pray especially for Jack, Sharon, Carol, Brenda, Adrian, Grant, Jean, and Brian. May the healing presence of Christ rest upon them and all of us. Lord, in your mercy, inspire those who lead your people in worship and praise. With joyful motion and sound, send us forth with praise that we cannot keep to ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, give us the words of your saints, who like Thomas boldly confessed your Son as Lord and God. With Jesus, our leader, empower us to live according to his ways. Lord, in your mercy. In your mercy, O God, respond to these prayers and renew us by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. You are indeed holy, almighty and merciful God. You are most holy and great is the majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. We give you thanks for his coming into the world to fulfill for us your holy will and to accomplish all things for our salvation. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Remembering, therefore, his salutary command, his life-giving passion and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, and the promise of his coming again, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you mercifully to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless your servants and these your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and receiving the forgiveness of sins may be formed to live as your holy people, and being given our inheritance with all your saints. To you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory in your holy church now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It is in the power of God's love that Jesus rose again, and it is the spirit of that love that I bid you now come to his table of grace. May be seated. Of the Lord. Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ fills us with strength, we are also sent in love and service. And so together we pray, compassionate God, we give you thanks, generous God, for in this bread and cup we have tasted the new heaven and earth where hunger and thirst are no more. Send us from this table as witnesses to the resurrection, that through our lives we may know life in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please enjoy the sunshine today, and may your week be blessed as you go into the world with hope.
May God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Like the sun.